and I'm joined by former player at Anderson High School, John Runk. And John, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy that we got a chance to catch up, and looking forward to chatting to Anderson football.
Yeah, I really am excited to get with you. And we usually start off the interview by letting everybody know out there that we tell everybody, you know, kind of talk about the years that you played, the position you played, and all that. So if you don't mind, just let all the people out there, let them know when you played.
Absolutely. I was a receiver at Anderson from. I graduated in 2009, was a part of the 2007 state championship team and the 2008 runner-up team. But my original Anderson football journey kind of began many years before. I actually was a ball boy from about 2004 on. So I kind of consider those my formative years of joining the Anderson football program. And then obviously I had a great experience once I actually got to put the helmet on.
Yeah, and that is great. And then, you know, you probably were at the time when it was the best time in school history at Anderson High School. Like you said, you had the state championship, state runner-up, and then after, I believe you left, they went to the regional finals, or were you part of the regional finals too?
That was actually the year after I left.
So
it was good. I still got to look back the year after and see the team having success. So it was definitely good for the continued progress of the program and also making me miss it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, just that experience, you know, former guys like me that played it was very thin at Anderson and we weren't very good. For me to be a part of it and watch the broadcast, you know, I honestly literally cried when you guys were at the state championship to see my high school there. Talk about it, that experience with you being a player and playing in front of that big crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. I think I was fortunate enough, like I said, being a ball boy early on, that I got to experience under Coach Soriano a lot of really good Anderson teams and kind of get a feel for the tradition and everything that kind of went in that it took to have a winning program. And I think, you know, a number of guys that I also was a ball boy with, we kind of saw that early on, and we really, you know, kind of came to the program with a winning mindset and kind of knowing what it took to win. And one thing I would say is we definitely were not short of unconfidence, which sometimes I'm sure that gave the coaches a little bit of trouble, but I think that's one thing that we always carried with us is that we really thought we were the best, you know, class and best generation of football players to come through.
Absolutely.
We had confidence that we were going to win, and it was interesting because before that season, I think we were picked to be 5-5 or, you know, middle or lower part of the conference, and there had been, I had played a good amount as a sophomore and a couple other guys had played as a sophomore, but largely we were kind of unknown commodities,
right.
And I don't think a lot of people had seen us, and as the year went on, you just kind of, I remember we had a game where we took Hilliard Darby into overtime, who was one of the top-ranked Division I teams in the state, and I think we were kind of like, wow, we have a pretty good team, and then followed up the next week after we had some injuries, got whacked by LaSalle pretty good. And I remember that was, I think, the worst football game I've ever been a part of, just because we were missing so many guys. And I remember after that, it was kind of like, hey, we have a really good team, and let's try to, you know, make the most of this thing. And we really kind of put it together. And the one thing that always sticks out to me that I remember so well is Anderson had kind of had some stumbles in the first round of the playoffs,
absolutely.
You know, consistently, you know, when I was a ball boy and so on. And I remember just when we beat Kings that first game, it was like that was the championship.
Exactly.
It was like we just wanted to win one playoff game, and that was such a big deal. I remember, you know, getting ready and preparing for that game. It was almost like that was the championship. That was the one that we were really looking forward to. And after that, it kind of just became wide open, and we were so confident, and obviously the Turpin game was probably the best game.
Oh.
The best game that I was a part of was amazing. But I think it almost felt like by the time we got to the state championship, we knew, you know, we kind of had this internal confidence that we knew, you know, what we were capable of. And I think it was almost nice that we, as a program, hadn't been to the game before because there was no expectation. We didn't know, you know, we didn't know who Louisville was. We didn't know anything about them. So we just walked in only worried about ourselves. And I think a lot of times coaches try to preach that, you know, let's just worry about us. Let's just execute our own game plan. But really kind of almost being ignorant to what else was out there, just kind of only thinking about us and the confidence we had in each other was something that was ultimately very helpful.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of those games, and you said I think it was Hilliard Derby that you played. You ended up playing them again, I believe, in the playoffs. But was there any? I know you talked about Turpin too, but was there one game in your mind that during that season that really, really stuck out to you? Either the way that you guys played, the way you played, or anything? Was there anything that one game during that year that stuck out to you?
I think the Hilliard Derby game. I remember about that game. It was kind of fourth or fifth game, and I think we didn't know a lot about our team at that time. You know, like I said, a lot of guys hadn't played much before, and we were still kind of figuring everything out. And I remember being down in that game by a number of touchdowns.
Yeah.
We ended up just ripping back, and I think we really kind of showed ourselves what we were capable of.
Right.
So I think showed the coaches quite honestly what we were capable of, and so I think we had that going forward, but. You know, if I'm being honest, I still don't think we knew, hey, state championship is the goal. But then as we got into the playoffs, and then I think we saw Turpin as the big barrier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think and that was the game that we knew we had to get, and that was the one that ultimately stuck out. And I think once we got that, you know, we viewed them as the best team. So once
Absolutely.
We beat them, I think we knew that. The championship was ours to lose.
And it says a lot about Forest Hill School District and all. I mean, can you imagine if those two schools, Anderson
Absolutely.
And combined, you could have done some damage in Division One?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt about that. And, you know, some of the guys on that team, I grew up being very good friends with from a young age with Andy Cruz, and
right.
still keep in touch with him really well, and Luke Kelly, and some of those guys that all went on to play. And Ryan Martin was actually the quarterback on our youth football team.
Oh.
And me and Daniel Rod, our quarterback, we were the receivers, and he was a quarterback on our youth Wildcats team. So those are guys that we had memories with going back, so it was extra special for that reason, too.
Absolutely. Well, and you did talk about that you had the opportunity to play for Vince Soriano, who's obviously, you know, in the Hall of Fame and a great coach. Then you also had the opportunity to play for Jeff Giesting. And talk a little bit about that. I mean, I just being around both of them, two probably kind of different coaches. How was that with
Definitely.
The coaches?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I said, when I was a ball boy, Chris Soriano was the coach, so I knew him well. And obviously, Coach Giesting was kind of like his lieutenant, right-hand man when he was the head coach, so I just knew him well, too. So the transition was good from that standpoint. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a big adjustment to, like, you know,
right.
meeting a new guy and learning a new way to do things. And I think, you know, to Coach Giesting's credit, one of the best things he did was just kind of not change much. You know,
right.
a lot of the stuff that was in place, we just stayed with a lot of the tradition and philosophies and just kind of the way that we did things when Anderson football was all about that Coach Soriano laid the foundation for. Coach Giesting just kept in place, which is, you know, a little easier said than done.
Right.
Like sometimes coaches want to come in and kind of change the blueprint and make it about them, and he never did that once. It was always about Anderson football, and, you know, I think him being a part of the program for so long was helpful in doing that. But, no, both coaches were great, and when Coach Triano ultimately decided to move on, I remember he called me and Daniel, like a couple guys, into his office and kind of was like, hey, you know, this is a decision I'm making. It's really tough. I talked about it. You know, we were upset when he was leaving at first. I mean, you know, just disappointed that we wouldn't be able to kind of finish the journey with him that we had looked forward to having for so long. But, no, I mean, Coach Giesting was a great coach and did such a good job of stepping in. And, you know, I'd say we were disappointed that Coach Toronto didn't get to be a part of the state championship team, but it was awesome having him around and still feeling like he was a part of the program and ultimately got us sharing some of that success as well.
Absolutely. You know what, you know, looking back, and it really also helped that you have two guys that are right now in the NFL, and Greg Manns and Norwell. How awesome is that for you to look at it now and see these guys in the NFL?
Yeah, and I guess it actually turns out that it wasn't the wide receivers contributing all the wins as much as I thought I did. So it is very cool, and it was definitely enjoyable to watch the Super Bowl and see Andrew out there, and it's really cool. And I mean, I think it's amazing how many guys from the team. Obviously, those two making it the furthest, but how many guys from that team went on to have success in college athletics? And maybe at the time, we didn't appreciate enough the talent that we had from top to bottom. I mean, you know, guys from senior to sophomore year down that really had a lot of talented football players, and that was definitely great. And obviously, it was enjoyable to watch guys go on and have success in their college careers and ultimately the pros.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about that. Well, let's transition to you after you left Anderson. You went to college and played. Talk a little bit about your college experience and where you went.
Yeah, so I went on and played for 4 years at Yale University in Connecticut. So an Ivy League team that's Division I FCS level. So it was a great experience, and you know, I think a fun fact is that a lot of people don't know is Yale is actually number 3 all time in college football wins and has the most national championships of all time. So that's a stat we try to a little bit. And actually, Walter Camp, who invented the modern game of football, did so at Yale. So there's a lot of football tradition.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of football tradition there, and the Yale Bowl is a historic stadium, holds about 60,000 people. So, you know, we would get about 25,000 for normal games, and then for the big game against Harvard, usually fill it up to about 60,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those were great experiences. You know, playing in a rivalry like we had against Harvard was a large reason why I wanted to go there. You know, one of the oldest rivalries in college football, and you know, a rivalry game ultimately where you can play in front of presidents and all kinds of government leaders, business leaders, and has a lot of tradition to it, a lot of pomp and circumstance. So, you know, those were great athletic experiences. But I think, you know, looking back on it, you know, I couldn't have been more prepared, you know, for those games and for the college football experience by, you know, what I went through in Anderson. I mean, we talked a lot about it, the 2007 season, but, you know, the 2008 season kind of almost gets a little bit forgotten sometimes.
Absolutely.
I think. And, you know, we were, you know, arguably just as good, if not better, and just ended up coming short in that last game. So when you think about, you know, a lot of the big games that we played in and a lot of the pressure of those games over the couple of years, you know, getting to college was nothing. But the experience was great, and ultimately, you know, going somewhere that was a strong academic institution was really important for me. So as I kind of was going through the recruiting process, the Ivy League was really something that that I wanted to focus on, and then I kind of ultimately came down between Yale and Harvard, and decided to go to Yale, and it was an incredible experience. So.
That is awesome. And then, speaking of that, were there any games besides the Harvard game that you played that stuck in your mind, and then also anybody that you know that maybe has gone on to the NFL too? Does anything stick out for you in your college days?
Yeah, I was fortunate, obviously, being a receiver when I joined the team. We had a guy come in who transferred from Nebraska, who was our quarterback. He was a great player. He played in Nebraska, actually. He had a pretty good season the year before and started their bowl game. Was a very good player and ended up transferring in. So we kind of got a start with him, and he was a great player. He ultimately ended up getting into camp with the Saints. One of my best friends, who was another linebacker, he also ended up with the Saints for a period of time. Another one of my buddies played D-line for the Steelers, which I still give him crap about. being a Eagles fan. Yeah, and then we also had a fullback who spent a couple of years with the Chiefs. So, you know, there's kind of usually a couple guys each year that get a cup of coffee with the league. And, you know, the Ivy League in general actually has started to put out, you know, a good number of guys, especially in comparison to a lot of the Division I leagues. Not necessarily a place you would think blue chip NFL prospects, but there's been a number of guys. Harvard has had a number of tight ends and H-backs that have gone on to play, and I think there's a couple that they're expecting to get drafted over the next couple of days. So
that's pretty cool.
definitely a good talent level and a great experience from a football standpoint.
So obviously your playing career is over, and now you're in the real world, I guess, is what they want to say. What are you in Connecticut? Where are you living? What are you doing right now?
I'm actually living in New York City. I'm working at Barclays. I'm doing investment banking here. So I've been doing that for about 3 years. So I've been in New York City that whole time, and it's great because I'd say 90% of Yale graduates end up in New York City. So you know, I still live with two of my best friends that I played with, and there's a great network of people here from Yale. So it kind of feels like home, even though it's a big city. Things are going well. I still try to get out and run around sometimes. I'm actually participating in a decathlon event for charity in a couple weeks. Yeah, it's a lot of running and lifting events to kind of try to make it more like a NFL combine style of event. So yeah, so that kind of stuff keeps you busy. So you got to find ways to keep trying to test your athleticism and not let it diminish too much.
Yeah, so we'll close this out real quick, but a couple of things I wanted to get with you is, do you still keep in touch with a lot of your former teammates from Anderson, and have you also seen that, you know, obviously Jeff has stepped down and they've got a new coach in there. Have you been following Anderson at all?
Yeah, I try to as much. It's obviously nice my parents still live in there. I kind of try to keep up and get the inside scoop, and then, you know, three of my best friends, yeah, that I still see every time I go home. We're off that team. Daniel Rod, Jason Brenner, and Max Elliott. Those are guys that I still see every time I go home. And we've actually spent a couple of nights where we've been home rewatching some of those highlights videos and just talking about, you know, the glory days and the good memories that are there. And, you know, it's always really fun to kind of relive that stuff, and especially, you know, when you're doing it with some of your best buddies. So, you know, I've seen a number of guys over the, like the couple times I've been home, Luis Perez and Breon Mapp, and kind of catch up with those guys. And, you know, those are always kind of those wins, and, you know, the level of, I think, passion and pride that really went through the school at that point in time was so great. You know, that's kind of what sticks out to me the most about the whole process, even more than the actual football wins itself, was just, you know, the community pride and just pride within the school just, you know, made the high school experience so much more enjoyable, and I hope for all the students, and I think that is the case. And, you know, even outside of the football program, just, you know, touching base with a lot of the people I know, you know, a lot of people's best memories of some of those kind of years were going to the games and the excitement and the bonfires and stuff like that. So, you know, that stuff, those are memories that you hold on to and are pretty special. And then as far as the new coach, I actually know Coach Dreyer quite well. I grew up in the same neighborhood as his family, so he actually babysat me a couple of times when I was a younger kid. Yeah, and then he obviously was on the staff when I was a senior. Yeah, so and my brother was a freshman at the time, so he was playing on the freshman team. So I know Coach Dreyer really well, and you know, I'm really pleased about the hire. Yeah, I think he's a guy that's going to come in and really bring a lot of energy and kind of revitalize the program. You know, not that, you know, things needed to be desperately, you know, not that things needed to be changed, but, you know, I think always getting an infusion of energy and passion and is always beneficial and to get people fired up again. And, you know, I'm pretty positive that that's exactly what he's going to do, and I'm looking forward to Anderson returning to the playoffs. Hopefully, I haven't actually been, unfortunately, with, you know, when I was playing in college and then now a pretty demanding work schedule, I haven't been able to get back for a game, but if they make it back to the playoffs, I'd like to come back for a playoff.
You need to listen to him on the internet there and hear us screaming and yelling, because we still...
Exactly. I remember my first year out, we'd be at the hotels or whatever on a Friday night before the game, just kind of relaxing, and I tuned in to a number of the games when they went on the regional final run. You guys do a great job.
I appreciate that.
It's definitely a good way. So this year, especially after we touch base, I'll definitely be tuning in.
Well, we're trying to, this will end it right here, but real quick, what I'm trying to do is reach out to all the former guys that have played, including myself, way back when, and if there's something that you would want to say to the team right now that's playing, and let them know, you know, the important things or what they can do to see the passion that you have, I have, and all these guys that have played, what would you say to your, you know, to this team now and how important Anderson High School football was to you?
You know, I would start with the tradition of the program is something that always meant a lot to me when I was playing, and still continues to mean a lot. And I think sometimes when you're in high school, you have a tendency to only focus on the guys in the room and focus on the guys in the team and focus on your coaches, the guys who are, you know, in front of you on a daily basis. And I think it's worth, you know, not necessarily every day, but, you know, one day when you go home after you have a long workout, you're kind of thinking about, you know, what's going on. It's worth giving some thought to all the guys that put on the helmet before you and played in big games before you and won big games before you. And I think sharing in that experience with other people is oftentimes empowering. And, you know, I would encourage those guys to really, you know, I remember going up out of the locker room and running down the stairs for the tunnel time. That was, like, one of the coolest things that I thought at the time. Even more so, even right. Cooler than some parts of the game, you know, hitting the tradition side, doing that stuff meant a lot to me. And I think, you know, when I went out on the field, you know, I recognized the importance of the tradition of the program, and, you know, the torch that I was carrying, you know, was a lot bigger than me and a lot bigger than the team. And I would just continue to remember that and kind of, you know, think about when you put on the helmet and you're carrying the football, you are carrying it for the, you know, 100 guys on the sidelines, but you're also carrying it for all the alumni that are still following it, you know, like you and I.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think having that perspective is important. And second, I would just tell them that, like I said, we were not short on confidence, and, you know, I think it, you know, it can be a little bit of a handful for the coaches sometimes, but I would approach every game and take the field with that confidence, because ultimately I think that gives you a huge edge, and, you know, you should go out there every Friday night in the stadium and be pumped up about going and showing out in front of all your, you know, peers and all the people in the community, and have confidence when you're doing it. And ultimately, I think, you know, that's an edge that you get that's going to help take you over the top.
Absolutely, John, that was awesome. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. I know you've got a busy schedule, and I'm sure everybody, when they listen to this, are going to be very excited to hear what you're doing and what's going on, and you've been a very important part of Anderson High School football. We really thank you know, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Awesome, Dan. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words. I'm glad I was able to do it, and to the extent you need more stuff, you know, I'm happy to do, you know, do more, and then I can also connect you maybe with some of my friends too. I know they'd be happy to do stuff as well. You know, like, a lot of the, I feel like people always want to do more. There's not always necessarily, like, an easy outlet to connect with people to do stuff. So, you know, I'd be happy to facilitate, you know, if you, like, want to touch base with Daniel or Max or any of those guys.
Yeah,
you know, I'd be happy to facilitate that. But, no, I really appreciate all the stuff and effort you guys put into it. You know, I probably didn't appreciate it enough at the time when I was in high school, but, you know, this stuff is really great. You guys do a great job.
All right, I appreciate it. And that's John Rump joining us here on the pregame and halftime show. We'll be back with game action right after this.